get the next generation stepping up to the mic. And it always warms the cockles of my heart because there's a lot of us here that are going to be going to Sunrise Acres pretty soon. Uh-oh. So, this is Eli Shanks, and he's got a guitar, and he's got a voice. He can play, and he can sing, and he's deciding as we speak which song he's going to play, so he's going to tell us which song it is. So let's put our hands together for Eli Shanks.
Hello. Can't move. Okay. Hello. Hi, my name is Eli. Can everyone hear me? So, yeah, Eli Shanks. I just moved back here from Arizona. I moved out there for a year. I'll probably be going back soon, but I'm back for now. I was growing tomatoes in a greenhouse. Anyway, what happened was, started a tomato greenhouse. Anyway, what happened was, well, I have a song for you, but I should probably introduce a little bit so you understand. Basically, when I got out of school, high school, by a thread, I moved out to Arizona to Tucson. It's a little low. Moved out to Tucson, Arizona, and I was going to stay with some people there, and that actually didn't work out. So I knew my cousin was living up in Phoenix. There were some people who were letting him stay on the couch. I thought, well, you know, maybe they'd have a couch I could stay on too. So I got a ride up to Tempe, which is outside of Phoenix, and I knock on the door where my cousin was staying, and the guy answers the door. I swear to God, he answers the door, introduces himself as Bonehead. Yeah, so I said hi to Bonehead, and I walked in, and there was Pete and Dan. And it turns out that they didn't have the second couch. They just had the one couch for my cousin. So, but they did know where there was a party. I said, well, that's good enough. So we went to this party, and it was just like a regular boring party, a bunch of people standing around drinking beer or whatever. And I noticed there were some people in the back, like, laughing at something. There was this guy I saw. He was, like, 6'8", 350 pounds. I later found out his name was Trog. So I went over and I started, like, laughing at it. They weren't really funny stories he was telling, but he was 6'8", 350 pounds. So I went over, I started laughing at everything he said, too. And after the party started to die down a little bit, I got talking to Trog, and it turns out that he did have another couch that I could stay on. So I went over there, and I stayed there for 3 months, the whole summer. And I was staying over there. We would just, like, hang out, listen to music, listen to whatever Trog wanted to listen to on the radio, like, you know, watch whatever Trog wanted to watch on the TV. And one day he gets out his computer, and he gets up YouTube, and he shows me this guy, Todd Snyder. He's a musician, and I just watch him come out, and he just has a guitar, and he just, like, sings songs, like, all on his own, you know, there's no band. Just like singing songs, telling stories all on his own. And I was like, well, that's it for me. Like, I could do that, you know? So I, like, started playing guitar a little bit, you know? And I was like, Todd Snyder, he's the guy, you know? And he was coming to play in this town outside of Tucson we were looking for. So I was like, well, I need to go see him. I I checked with Trog. Trog said it was cool if we like went to go see Todd Snyder. And so we got in this car of mine. I was driving a truck from the greenhouse. We got in this truck. We were driving, trying to get there. Tucson's like an hour and a half away. But we've been driving for like 4 hours. Like the concert's halfway over. We're totally lost. We can't find this place. It was just me and four other dudes in the truck. So like we didn't stop and ask directions for like a long, long time. Eventually we're like, well, we're totally lost. We need to ask where we're going. So we stop at this. We're on this highway called the Devil's Backbone Highway. We stop at this place that's creatively named the Devil's Backbone Tavern. And they all decided, like, I was the one who had to go walk in because, like, I was the one who really wanted to see Todd Snyder. So I was the one who had to go ask for directions. I walk in. It's just one of those places, like, with 20 people standing around drinking beer, like 17 teeth in the whole place, you know. And I'm not, like, a good fighter or very good at defending myself at all. So I was like, well, this might not actually work out. But I did see behind the bar, there was this lady, and she must have been like 80 years old. She was all hunched over like I remember my grandma being. Like, she was behind the bar. I later found out her name was Miss Virgie. So I walk up to the bar. I was like, well, I could take her, you know. So I went over there. I was like, excuse me, miss. Like, do you know, we're looking for this concert hall. We're trying to see Todd Snyder. And I remember she just turned to me real slow. Excuse me for this, but she said, fuck Todd Snyder, drink with us. So we did. We were hanging out, we were drinking beers there. They don't really card in Arizona. And we got out our instruments. Sorry, we got out our instruments and we were playing for her. And at the end of the night, we were like, well, you know, we've been playing all these songs. It's the end of the night, we'd been drinking all this beer. Like, we went up, Miss Virgie, how much do we owe you for all this beer we've been drinking? She said, oh, you don't owe me nothing, boy. So we went there every Friday for the whole summer. And so this song is a song I wrote for Miss Virgie. Oh, Miss Virgie tended bar at a shack out in the hills. It never made her no money, boys, but it paid up all of her bills. Now she must have been about 80 years old, but her heart was warm and her beer was cold, and she gave away more than she ever sold. She was smiling all the time. I used to play off in the corner every Friday night to a loud crowd of cowboys, bikers and barroom fights. They were drinking beer and carrying on. Not a one of them was listening to one of my songs, but old Miss Virgie was singing along. She said she knew them all by heart. Then one night after closing, she poured me another beer. She said, come on over here, you little shit. I got something that you need to hear. She said, life ain't easy getting through. Everybody's gonna make things tough on you. But I tell you right now, if you dig what you do, they will never get you down. Said life's too short to worry, life is too long to wait. It's too short not to love everybody, life is too long to hate. I meet a lot of folks haggling for nag all the time, trying to save a nickel, maybe make a dime. Not me, I say no siree, I ain't got the time. I ain't seen old Virgie, I guess it must have been half a year. Been bumming around this country, singing my songs for tips and beers. Now the nights are long and the driving's tough, the hotels are weird and the pay sucks, but I can't dig what I do enough, it never ever gets me down. I say life's too short to worry, life is too long to wait. It's too short not to love everybody, life is too long to hate. I meet a lot of folks haggling for nag all the time, trying to save a nickel, maybe make a dime. Not me, I say no siree, I ain't got the time. So anyway, like I said, I played there every Friday night for the whole summer, and there was this guy, I remember, in the back of the bar the whole night, the whole time. Every Friday he was there, just like drinking beer, hugging three or four teeth all to himself. And then one night at the end of the summer, he came up to me and he said, boy, I've been listening to you all summer. I said, you know, I noticed you back there. I noticed you listened to me all summer. Like, I just wanted to thank you. He said, oh, no, don't thank me, boy. I think you suck. And like I knew what he meant when he said that I sucked, but like, he wanted to go on and on about it. He said that him and his brothers were real big fans of Eddie Van Halen and the Eddie Van Halen Band. And like last summer, Eddie Van Halen and the Eddie Van Halen Band, they came to Phoenix, Arizona, and him and his brothers got in the car to go see Eddie Van Halen and the Eddie Van Halen Band. And he said the whole time Eddie V was at the top of his guitar, just, you know? He said, you play the same three chords the whole night, it sucks. So when I made this song, I thought of that guy. I thought of Eddie Van Halen and the Eddie Van Halen Band. I thought of Todd Snyder. But most of all, I thought of that guy. And that's when I came up with this part. Eat Your Heart Out. Thank you very much.
All right. All right. From the Wild, Wild West, Eli Shen.